Good afternoon. The song and the pieces we'll read now come from the book Remembering and Reimagining. I'd like to read to you one written by Ingelina Nielsen, Naming God. Never in my life did I experience God's wisdom at work in quite the same way. The conference had been very carefully prepared in the theological sense. In the opening ritual, we began by reaffirming God's many names, the biblical and non-biblical ones, the names of saints and other holy men and women, then the names of grandmothers, mothers, and friends who had in some way revealed God to us. This continued to arrive at a point where, would you believe it, we wrote our own names as those of God. What a powerful experience it was to write your own name for the first time as one of God's names, and also to read and say your neighbor's name as God's. Try it for a day or for a lifetime. See your wife, your husband, child, servant, adversary, friend, or colleague as God's name bearer. And realize the difference that it makes in your relationship. Precisely because God is higher, deeper, and wider than any single denomination or religion can attempt to fathom, we need to widen the limited and often exclusive image of God that we have learned. If we believe that each person, female or male, non-Christian or Christian, hetero or homosexual, oppressed or powerful, to name but a few, each person is made in the image of God, then we have a lot of rethinking and hard work to do in our churches to dismantle autocratic hierarchies, to take down the walls that separate us, to integrate outcasts, to listen to each other, and then do justice in love. All this because we reimagine God. We came together in the Reimagining Conference to live without need to fear and defame the other, whoever that might be, to acknowledge God's power and freedom of revelation to all people, and not predominantly to male Christians, and to affirm and celebrate God's presence in us. And that is why we came away from it liberated and with a newfound confidence and assurance, a joyful responsibility, an acute sense of being in God's good company.